Four listings, one ledger. China's GPU build-out in audited numbers. From Supercomputing News by SCN staff. Between December 5, 2025 and January 8, 2026, four Chinese GPU companies went public in 5 weeks. More Threads and MetaX listed on Shanghai's Star Market, Byron Technology and Iluvatar CoreX listed in Hong Kong. Western coverage, where it existed, filed the story under market froth, a 468% first-day pop here, a 2,347 times oversubscribed retail tranche there, and went back to the H20 license question, which is where Western attention on Chinese AI compute has lived for more than a year. The froth is real. It is also the least informative part of the story. What the four listings created is the first comparable set of exchange-vetted prospectuses and audited financial statements for China's new GPU pure-play cohort. Revenue, losses, R&D spend, customer concentration, and supplier dependence disclosed side by side. The sector had one audited data point already, Cambricon, an accelerated designer public since 2020. The GPU designers themselves were private, and vendor claims stood in for data. Read alongside NVIDIA's SEC filings and IDC-attributed shipment reporting, the disclosures support a conclusion neither prevailing narrative allows. The industry is more real than the dismissal and more fragile than the hype. The scoreboard, audited. More Threads is the largest of the four by valuation and the clearest illustration of the pattern. Its FY2025 annual report shows revenue of RMB 1.51 billion, up 243% year over year at a 65.6% gross margin against a net loss of RMB 1 billion, with R&D consuming 87% of revenue. That was the disciplined year. For 2022 through 2024, the IPO prospectus discloses cumulative R&D spending equal to 626% of cumulative revenue. The same filing shows how narrow the business is. Top five customers above 80% of revenue in every reporting period. One anonymized buyer at 38.07% of 2024 revenue. And a single AI cluster customer at 56.6% in the first half of 2025. MetaX runs the same shape at smaller scale. Its prospectus shows 2024 revenue of RMB 743 million against a net loss of RMB 1.41 billion, with R&D at 121% of revenue. Kixin reported that FY2025 revenue roughly doubled to RMB 1.6 billion on 33,600 GPUs sold. The filing also settles where the market is. Hong Kong contributed 2.2% of 2024 revenue and effectively nothing in early 2025. On its own disclosed numbers, MetaX is a mainland domestic business built for the substitution market. Byron, Hong Kong's first IPO of 2026, booked RMB 337 million in 2024 revenue and RMB 58.9 million in the first half of 2025, with IFRS losses running near RMB 1.5 billion a year per its prospectus. Iluvatar CoreX is the one Western readers are least likely to have heard of, and the gap is telling. Its prospectus shows RMB 539.5 million in 2024 revenue, more than More Threads or Byron booked that year and behind only MetaX in the cohort, earned on the most diversified customer base of the four, with top five concentration down to 38.6% by mid-2025. Added up and the scale problem is stark. More Threads and MetaX together booked roughly RMB 3.1 billion in 2025 revenue, about $435 million. NVIDIA booked $4.6 billion from China data center in a single quarter before the license wall came down. By revenue, the four newly listed pure plays are a rounding error on the market they are supposed to replace, where the filings correct the coverage. The disclosures do something else useful. They falsify pieces of the press narrative that have hardened into common knowledge. Start with Byron's losses widened 80% storyline. The IFRS number is real. A RMB 1.6 billion loss in the first half of 2025, more than in all of 2024. But the prospectus's own non-IFRS reconciliation shows RMB 1.01 billion of that is a non-cash revaluation of redeemable pre-IPO shares, an accounting item that terminates at listing. The adjusted loss series runs the other way, from RMB 1.04 billion in 2022 to RMB 767 million in 2024 and RMB 552 million in the first half of 2025. The operating trajectory was improving, while the headlines said the company was unraveling. More Threads' milestone cuts in the opposite direction. In April, the company reported the first quarterly net profit in the newly listed GPU pure play cohort RMB 29.4 million in the first quarter 2026 on revenue up 155% per figures carried by Xinhua, IT Home and SCMP. The same disclosure shows the profit is subsidy carried. Excluding non-recurring items, the quarter lost RMB 54.3 million and government subsidies of RMB 70.1 million made up 84% of the non-recurring gains that produced the headline number. Then there is the identification problem. Secondary coverage widely claims Baidu is MoreThread's top customer at 42% of revenue. The prospectus customer table contradicts the number, putting the 2024 top customer at 38.07% and declines to confirm the identity, disclosing only customer C and entities under common control. Whoever customer C is, the audited fact is the concentration, not the name. The filings also reframe the market spectacle around them, reading the frenzy. MoreThreads opened 468% above its issue price. MetaX opened up 693%. Byron's Hong Kong public tranche was subscribed 2,347 times. Iluvatar rose 428% by early July, then raised a further $902 million at a valuation near $16 billion. And MoreThreads' own listing notice discloses an issue price of 122.5 times 2024 revenue, above listed comparables. The exchange made the company put the richness of its own valuation on the record. As price discovery, those numbers are hard to square with losses that ran from two-thirds of revenue in MoreThreads' best year to more than four times revenue at Byron in 2024. The more coherent reading, and this is our analysis rather than anything the filings state, is political economy. The Star Market and HKX's Chapter 18C regime exist to fund strategic technology companies whose unit economics cannot yet fund themselves. On that reading, the demand flooding these listings functions as state-aligned industrial finance moving at market speed. Capital outrunning revenue is hardly unique to China, where Western AI capex is outrunning AI revenue by its own dangerous margin. What is distinct here is how the gap gets closed, subsidy and procurement pool rather than a bet on future enterprise demand. Cambricon shows the intended arc. It posted its first annual profit in FY2025, RMB 2.06 billion 9 years after founding, in the same year the reported Beijing procurement guidance landed, and reportedly targets around 500,000 accelerator shipments in 2026. Baidu is reportedly moving its Kunlunxin chip unit towards a listing, and Caixin reported in January that Alibaba plans to spin off T-Head. If those reported plans proceed, more prospectuses may follow, where the volume lives. The IPO coverage misses a distinction. The pure plays are the legible part of the build-out, not its engine. IDC figures, as reported by DigiTimes and Tom's Hardware, IDC's underlying report is not public, put China's 2025 market at roughly 4 million AI accelerators, with domestic vendors shipping 1.65 million, 41% by units, and NVIDIA's unit share falling to about 55% from roughly 95% before export controls. Nearly half the domestic volume per the same reported figures came from one company, Huawei, at an estimated 812,000 Ascend accelerators in 2025, with around 750,000 reportedly planned for 2026, and ByteDance, Alibaba, and Tencent as anchor buyers. Alibaba's captive T-Head unit shipped roughly 265,000 PPUs, Baidu's Kunlunxin about 116,000. Taxonomy matters here. Ascend parts are NPUs, the PPU is Alibaba's own designation, and only a subset of China's domestic accelerators are GPUs in an architectural sense. Accelerator is the accurate genus, and IDC counts shipments, not deployments or utilization. Two caveats keep the share numbers honest. Unit share is not revenue share. The CIC study commissioned for Baidu's prospectus puts domestic players at roughly 20% of China's 2024 intelligent computing chip revenue, with the top two vendors holding 94.4% between them. And unit share is not compute share. Domestic shipments skew inference class. An H20 and a 9110C are not interchangeable units. The demand side is policy on both ends of the Pacific. In November 2025, Beijing reportedly issued guidance directing state-funded data centers away from foreign AI chips, per reporting by Tom's Hardware. No official text has been published, and the guidance appears to have reinforced order momentum across the domestic vendor set rather than created it outright. NVIDIA's filings mark the other end. A $4.5 billion H20 write-down in first quarter FY2026, no H20 sales to China-based customers the following quarter, and by first quarter, FY2027, zero China data center Hopper shipments against $4.6 billion a year earlier, with subsequent outlooks assuming no China data center compute revenue at all. The 2026 H200 reopening remains, so far more approval than shipment. Licenses reportedly covering 10 Chinese firms, Beijing reportedly weighing an approval cap below 200,000 units, and US officials describing shipments to date as trivial. Both governments now throttle the same pipe. The collapse in NVIDIA's China share is policy-shaped on both ends, rather than a verdict on the products. And it has barely dented NVIDIA, whose FY2026 revenue grew 65% to $215.9 billion with China assumed at zero. This is the same design around the controls industrial strategy that produced the all-CPU supercomputer with which China retook the top 500 in June. Line shine is that strategy's HPC face. The prospectuses expose its AI accelerator flank. Can domestic silicon carry frontier workloads? The honest mid-2026 answer. Inference has genuinely migrated. Training is migrating with visible friction. DeepSeek's V4 running inference on Huawei's Ascend 950PR anchored the two-stack AI reality SCN analyzed in April. In June, a Huawei-led team said it post-trained DeepSeek's 1.6 trillion parameter V4 Pro on roughly 1,000 Ascend 910C chips. The verb matters. Post-training an existing model is not pre-training one from scratch, and no frontier model is yet known to have been trained end-to-end on domestic silicon. The pure plays, and the dragons alike, are expected to feed the supercomputer class supernodes anchoring China's AI plans, from Huawei's Atlas 900A3, which scales to 384 Ascend 910Cs and is offered in cloud form as Cloud Matrix 384, to the Tianqi supernodes on Baidu's Kunlun roadmap. The ceiling is physical. The strongest case against the build-out has nothing to do with income statements. It is wafers and memory. SMIC's advanced nodes run on DUV multi-patterning, with analyst estimates putting capacity around 45,000 wafer starts per month at the end of 2025, rising towards 60,000 in 2026, and yields reported in the 20 to minus 40% band. The estimates disagree with one another, and none are audited. SemiAnalysis argues that memory, not logic, is the binding constraint on Huawei's ramp. CXMT, the domestic HBM hope, plan to dedicate a fifth of its capacity to HBM3 for mass production by the end of 2026. The rabble that the timeline is slipping. That disagreement is live. And even the unconstrained side of the export wall is fighting over the same substance, where HBM allocation, not supply, is the 2026 infrastructure story. China is attempting the same scale-up without EUV, without SK Hynix, and without TSMC packaging. Here the filings turn witness for the skeptics. Meta X's prospectus lists HBM among its principal purchase materials. Iluvatar's largest supplier took 53.1% of its H1 2025 purchases. The supply chain dependence analysts describe from the outside is disclosed in the company's own risk language on the inside. CFR's skeptical synthesis puts Huawei at perhaps 2 million chips in 2026 under aggressive assumptions against an NVIDIA that ships multiples of that globally each quarter at far higher per chip capability. That argument deserves full weight. The equity math mirrors the physical math. More threads briefly traded near RMB 300 billion against its disclosed 122.5 times price to sales. MetaX crossed RMB 330 billion at 56 times. Those prices assume a substitution ramp the wafer and memory arithmetic cannot yet deliver. A correction in these names would not falsify the build-out, since the dragons and the procurement pool are the engine rather than the pure plays. But the equity curve and the industrial curve are different curves, and for the first time, the filings let you see both. China's position in the substitution race did not change this winter. Its legibility did. Baron and Iluvatar now fall under HKX's annual reporting obligations. More Threads and MetaX report quarterly to Shanghai. Any Kunlunxin or T-head listing would widen the ledger further. The build-out the West was not watching has started publishing its own numbers on a filing schedule rather than a news cycle.